Madam President, thank you very much for your words of welcome and congratulations on assuming the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. My delegation will extend fullest support to you and to your delegation in the conduct of work in this conference. I'd like to thank your predecessor, Ambassador Lee Song, for his skilled guidance of the proceedings of the conference during his presidency. I would also like to welcome the Ambassador of Brazil, who arrived soon after me. My delegation has agreed to the decision in the interests of consensus. We have demonstrated utmost flexibility in the interest of not coming in the way of the important work carried out by the Conference on Disarmament. We would, however, like to place on record our discomfort at the manner in which the matters relating to subsidiary bodies have been dealt with. The mandates of subsidiary bodies have not been articulated in a satisfactory manner. The central objective of paving the way for negotiations leading to legally binding instruments has not received the emphasis that it deserves. We hope that the subsidiary bodies will move forward in this direction. We would also like to place on record our hesitations about a clear and concise approach. This omits, inter alia, the emphasis and the previous work of the conference to advance the work of the FMCT on the basis of CD/1299 and the mandate contained therein. My delegation believes that CD/1299 and the mandate contained therein provides a basis for the immediate commencement of negotiations for FMCT. We regret to note the determination of certain delegations to obfuscate progress on these negotiations. I'd like to congratulate the colleagues who have been nominated as coordinators of the subsidiary bodies. Their responsibilities will be heavy. My delegation will cooperate fully with them. Before I conclude, Madam President, I would like once again to place on record the objective of my delegation to ensure that the CD is able to move forward in its mandate to negotiate legally binding instruments that can enhance peace and security for all. I thank you, Madam President.